right, then we go to our third and final hour. So that means we are open. Do what you want with it. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Maybe did you listen on Friday and you hear that smack off and think to yourself, I can do it. I want in. Start setting it up right now. Because I think there's a very good chance I'll bring that thing back next year. And remember, shortly after last year, Jeff in Southfield was able to get in and get a golden ticket. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he did it on the first show after the smack off. So we're already two shows in. I haven't given away a golden ticket yet for next year. What the hell? The hell is that? All right, so take advantage of it. Open phones, 1-800-636-8686. Adam Hawk, really quickly, just do it. Put them on. I want you to solicit the clones. We have a really good podcast that's going to drop later on today. It involves me and Bob Costas. If they want to find the podcast and they don't understand how that works and they don't know that they're missing out on all this amazing free premium content, where should our listeners go?
You could start right on Google. Just Google Jim Rome Podcast. It'll take you to either iTunes, Google Play, Google Podcasts, or jimrome.com. You can get it literally anywhere podcasts are posted. It's as simple as just searching on the internet for it. If you don't think you have it in you to go to your phone and click the podcast button, which everyone has on their phone, just go to the internet and Google it. You will find it in 10 different ways right after the show when we post it.
Can they go to jimrome.com and get it there?
Absolutely. Thanks to James Kelly. James Kelly will post it there right after we post it on iTunes and Google and the rest of the podcast networks.
All right, there you go. Thank you to Adam Hawk. He feels especially strongly about that. It's kind of his thing. So I let him direct you to the podcast. Bob Costas is really good. Make sure you check that out. We're going to push that out after the program. So I didn't get to it yet. I've been talking about how weird last night's NBA awards were, the show. Really weird. But there's more to it. You know, it's awards season and it's billboard season. I touched on that yesterday. It's free agency season. We hit on that literally every single day. And more importantly, it is the NBA shade season. You see, this time of year, people around the league hint or imply things about certain players. And then everybody loses their mind about the insults flying around. And that's exactly what happened yesterday when Celtics GM Danny Ainge had this to say.
I think it just makes life more enjoyable when everybody is humble, hardworking, and will play any role that they have to help a team succeed. You do have to have a certain amount of talent to win in our league, as we all know. But good people is it makes coming to work more fun.
Dang, that's a pretty interesting and random observation, right? And the moment it left his mouth, everybody started to trip about him taking a run at a certain player. No names mentioned. It rhymes with Irie curving. I'm not really sure everybody's getting so bent out of shape about why everybody's freaking out. I mean, everybody would agree, right, with the fact that it's just better to work with people who are good people, unselfish people. I don't even think the guy's talking about basketball here. That rule would apply to any workplace. My workplace, your workplace, a radio program, an accounting office, a janitorial supply company, an elementary school. I mean, anything, right? And if it's Danny Ainge saying it, it does not mean he's talking about a particular player. He's just laying out what's good HR practice. I mean, so why is everybody losing their mind? Maybe the sound or the visual of Ainge saying it directed you. So let me read this back, all right? Forget who said it. Let me read this back. Quote, I think it just makes life more enjoyable when everybody is humble, hardworking, and will play any role that they have to help the team succeed. You do have to have a certain amount of talent to win in our league, and as we all know, but good people make coming to work more fun. Pretty nebulous. Pretty open-ended. I mean, how can you sit here and say that he's talking about Kyrie? Oh, wait. No. He's definitely talking about Kyrie. In fact, if you watch his eyes during that clip, I'm guessing he's probably blinking out the name Kyrie Irving in Morse code. Danny Ainge was practically lighting a Kyrie jersey on fire as he said what he said. He could not have made that any more clear that it was Kyrie if he had tried, even down to the mention of people needing talent to win, but that being good people is more important and to make it more fun, and that this dude was a complete and utter buzzkill. But he wasn't the only one sending subtle messages about free agency and roster management. Andre Iguodala was on CNBC yesterday, and he was asked about his teammates and about the future of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Iggy made this prediction.
I think they'll both be back with the Golden State Warriors. We're like brothers. Wow. We keep in contact. But regardless of any of that, if both did decide to leave, they would still be my brother. I still keep in contact with them as much as possible. And I just wish the best for both of those guys. They come back full strength.
You're crushing the Knicks fans here with this kind of
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
So, of course, he's going to say that he expects Durant and Klay to re-sign with the Warriors. I mean, why wouldn't he? Number one, he might actually have some insight into both these guys, seeing as to how he plays with these guys, and he's a team leader, and he's played alongside of them for years and won with them. And then even if he didn't, even if he was completely in the dark about what they were going to do, there's no way he's going to show up and say, yeah, they're gone. Yeah, I don't think we're going to keep these guys. But that wasn't even the best part of the answer. Did you catch that at the very end? Underneath the over-the-top laugh of one of the hosts, Iguodala just absolutely threw one down on the Knicks, dunked on the Knicks. Quote, nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry. Let me repeat that. Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry. Like, my man just dunked on the Knicks, and he's still hanging from the rim 16 hours after he threw it down on them. That's got to sting, Knicks fans. Because ever since the Kristaps trade, this is what you've been building towards this summer. The chance to bring in KD and Kyrie. And yet it's been one blow after another. Like not winning the lottery, which might have given you the chance to get KD, Kyrie, and AD. You lose the lottery, KD gets hurt, and you miss on AD. And Kyrie is taking his non-team-based approach to the Nets, apparently. And Andre Iguodala is dunking on you and standing over you at the end. I mean, that's got to suck, Knicks fan. Ariel Helwani, legendary Knicks fan, came on this show just over a month ago. He made a bold, bold prediction. He said he wanted me to play it back again in the future. A little more than 5 weeks later, I can make good on that. I'll play it right now.
And Jim, remember, basketball is back in New York City. When they win the championship in the next 5 years, play this clip. You'll say that I was right.
Next 5 years or next 5 weeks? That's Ariel. This is Andre.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
Why don't you try to run that back to back, Alvin? Here is Ariel talking about the Knicks and how things are going to change.
And Jim, remember, basketball is back in New York City. When they win the championship in the next 5 years, play this clip. You'll say that I was right.
That's my man, Ariel. Here's my guy, Andre.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry. He appears on a TV show in New York City where they're all hyped up on the Knicks. If you know anything about the Knicks, you know he's right. Nobody's going to the Knicks.
Nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry.
Not Zion. Not AD. Maybe KD. Maybe KD. Not Kyrie.
Sorry.
Sorry, nobody's going to the Knicks. Sorry, Ariel. Sorry, Knicks fans. Nobody's going to the Knicks. Maybe KD.
Sorry.
But after the injury, maybe not. 1-800-636-8686. All right, now, I know this name. I know this name because the last time I took a phone call from this gal, I mispronounced her name, and she corrected me. Although I thought that I nailed that name. So before I put myself in the crosshairs and put myself out there again, let me take you back to the last time this person called. Argel in Louisiana. Argel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim. It's pronounced Argel. It's French.
Ah! That's not a new call. No, dude. All right, so Alvin ran her because she corrected me in the pronunciation of her name. And I said, Alvin, why did you do that? And your response was, you don't correct the host. I'm all for being corrected if I'm wrong, but I thought I had that right. Can I hear that one? See, now I'm a little snake bit. Before I go to her again, can you replay that so I know how to pronounce her name? Argel in Louisiana. Argel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim. It's pronounced Argel. It's French.
All right, so it's French. I get that. But how is what I said different than what she said? It didn't sound that different. But now my confidence is shattered. Now I'm rattled. Because I'm going to go to her the exact same way that I did last time. And that got me corrected and her run. Lose, lose. Oh, well, let's see. We go to Louisiana. Argel. It's French now. Argel, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Jim. On behalf of the Who Dat Nation, how many records does Drew Brees have to break in order to be mentioned with great quarterbacks like Tom Brady and get the credit he deserves? He's in the 500 club. He broke his own single-season completion percentage, and he surpassed Manning for the most passing yards. Yet he's the redheaded stepchild that nobody wants to talk about.
Well, my response to that, Argel, is
you don't like that call.
His
like
name
that
is pronounced Drew.
Not a very good call.
It's American. Drew. He's your guy. You should know that, Argel. How do you mispronounce his name? His name is pronounced Drew Brees. All right. She felt pretty strongly about that. She wouldn't even correct me. Argel, you say Argel, I say Argel. You say Drew, I say Drew. You say tomato, I say tomato. That's the Saints fan saying, what about my guy? What about my guy? There's no bigger Drew Brees fan than me, all right? Watched him closely when he was with the Chargers. I remember him coming into the studio when there was a possibility that he would end up with the Saints, the Dolphins. I've watched him very closely his entire career. You might think that he doesn't get the credit he deserves. You might think he's getting shortchanged. Not on this show, he's not. The only thing you can really say about me, Argel, is that I butchered your name, and I didn't. I need to hear that one more time. How did I get this wrong? I said it exactly the way she said it. Argel in Louisiana. Argel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim. It's pronounced Argel. It's French.
All right, yeah. Argel, my name is pronounced Jim. Jim. Wow, very confusing. When we return, Cam Newton gets his butt kicked by air travel. It can happen to anybody. Boy, you do not want to miss an international flight, do you? We're coming back.
Call!
That's Mike in Indy calling out to Hawk. Hey, Rome. I wasn't offered anything to give up my seat. Regards, Dr. Dow. Mark Chicago's back. Hey, Rome. Anybody else think that Iguodala is a little negative? Get that guy out of here. Signed, James Dolan. John in Huntington Beach. You can't ban somebody who doesn't play for you. Actually, he did try to ban Oak. My man, Charles Oakley.
Sorry.
Yeah, I may go there next. James Dolan. Still acting like James Dolan. I want to get to that. Cam Newton versus air travel. And more. Stay tuned. Phone lines are open. You are in the jungle.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so air travel, always a topic, because most of us travel at some point by air. And everybody has to. You, me, average anonymous people, celebrities, we all do. So in that case, air travel can be the great equalizer. that can make celebrities just like us. Or sometimes, in some ways, we're better. Case in point. Cam Newton is a celebrity. Nobody would doubt that. Most quarterbacks in the NFL are. It's the biggest league in the world. The quarterback position is the most important in that league. There are only 32 of them. And then on top of that, Cam makes about $20 million a year. So, why is this celebrity with cash stacked to the ceiling on a cell phone video flying coach? How is the man not in first class with a hot towel draped over his mug, getting some Z's on an international flight back from Paris? And the answer is, he missed his flight, which is relatable, right? Who hasn't done that? We've all missed flights. Cam Newton missed his international bird back from Paris to North Carolina. Now, that being said, that's a pretty tough flight to miss, especially when the only plane that he could jump onto was last minute that went through Dallas. So now this guy's adding 2 hours, a layover, and a flight change to his trip home. And the worst part is, he could not get in up front. So all of 6'5" Cam had to pack himself into a coach seat like the rest of us. Had to slum it back there like the rest of us. Except Cam, again, is not like the rest of us. He's got cash stacked to the clouds. So Cam had a plan. And according to multiple people on that flight, he approached this guy in the first row of coach where the most leg room is, and he offered that guy $1,500 to trade seats with him. So imagine Cam Newton not only on your flight, which would be pretty cool, but walking back to be with you and coach. But him not being happy about that, and then offering somebody $1,500 up front to switch seats. Good story, right? Really good story. There's Cam up front where he belongs. The only thing that would make the story better is if the guy he offered the cash to shut him down and said no. Like the guy said, shut it down, get back to coach. Because that's exactly what happened. This dude straight up Heisman'd Cam. So either that dude is one of the richer guys around and doesn't need $1,500, or he's a Falcons fan. The saddest part of the vid is Cam slunking over after getting denied and returning to his assigned seat. What a bleak reality. Wait till they bring that drink cart out and the peanuts. I haven't seen anybody that bewildered on an airplane since Jim Rome was told that he was first on the downgrade list and to get his ass back to coach. I'd say, I hope this guy had an iPad loaded up with movies or game tape, because that had to have been the longest 10-hour flight of his life. And remember, it wasn't just a 10-hour flight. It ended, and he had a layover and a flight change in Dallas. Air travel is tough enough. Now you throw in missing your flight, giving up your first-class seat, having to go to coach, getting denied a switch when you try to buy your way out of it, and then flying into a destination which is not yours. I guess there are certain things that money cannot buy. But on second thought, he probably should have dug deeper. He's Cam Newton. He's rich. And how come there was only one guy? There had to have been somebody up front that would have switched for $1,500. But as I mentioned, it could have been worse. He could have been put on the downgrade list. Is there anybody listening who has ever been on the downgrade list? Or am I the only one? Or did they make up that list for me? I just got a feeling, man. I got a feeling there was somebody on that flight, somebody working that flight, that saw me get on or saw the list and saw me, Jim Rome, and thought, oh, hell no. Watch this. Watch this. Watch me hook this guy. We got ourselves a little videotape opportunity. Watch this. You know it was somebody like one of those flight attendants either had a brother who was a chiropractor or a mime, professional bowler, soccer player, something. They probably had nothing better to do. Watch this. Check this out. and this guy comes back to me, or maybe it was a gal, and say, excuse me, sir, are you Jim Rome? Yes, ma'am. How are you? Fine, fine, Mr. Rome. Hey, listen, I'm going to have to ask you to go back to row 17. Why is that? I'm in row 2 right now. Because you're first on the downgrade list. Wait, what? What is a downgrade list? Sir, you're first on the downgrade list. Okay, what is the downgrade list? I'm familiar with an upgrade list. What is a downgrade list? When somebody has to go back to coach from first class and you're first on it. Okay. How did I get on that list and why do I have to move? Because that gentleman over there in row 3 has a broken seat. Okay. How come he's not going back to coach? He's the one with the broken seat. My seat's fine. I'm good. No, you're not, sir. You're first on the downgrade list. All right. So you know that story. More awesome today than it was then. And they didn't get me either. I didn't bite. They couldn't hook me. I did not make a scene. I did not raise my voice. I happily went back there because I knew that Stu had her phone locked and ready to roll. Couldn't get me. Has anybody else ever been on the downgrade list? Has that happened to anybody else? And how awesome did it feel? Cam, you and I have something in common right now. You tried to buy your way into first class and it didn't work. And they ran me back to where you were sitting because I was on the, quote, downgrade list. Little time's gone by right now. I'd love to air that airline out for doing me like that, except I don't remember who it was. I honestly, I don't know. And I always think that's bad, bad form. When there's a celebrity traveling on an airplane and they're somehow wronged and they reach right for their phone. Oh, somebody's going to get roasted now. You shouldn't do that. And I didn't do that. But now that enough time has gone by, I'd love to crack on that airline, but I can't remember who it was. So I don't want to crack on somebody unfairly. All right, so remember I said it's already been 2 days. Who wants to be the first golden ticket winner for Smack Off 26? I've decided to bring it back. I made an executive decision. Who wants to be the first golden ticket winner for Smack Off 26? When we come back, we'll find out if anybody's got the chops. Don't forget, Bob Costas is my guest on the Jim Rome podcast. There's the daily podcast. There's the show podcast. And then there's the weekly podcast. I don't want to complicate matters. Make sure you look for Bob Costas. Subscribe to the podcast, and then it will find you every single week. Since it is the bottom of the hour, you know what we do here. Sports update. Here it is. Sir Richard Ackerman. I went into that break and said I'm looking for the first golden ticket recipient for Smack Off 26. Take your shot. Call me up right now. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so if I told you that a New York sports team was hit with a $50,000 fine for violating league rules when it comes to media access, who would you say? You probably think I was talking about the Mets, because the Mets had themselves a day on Sunday when they had a manager mother bleeping a reporter demanding that he leave, and they had a player threatening to knock the same reporter the hell out, bro. So if I had said that the league had slipped a 50-gur bill under the door of a New York sports team, you would no doubt assume that it was just the Mets, right? And yet somehow, amazingly, that's not what I'm saying. That's not who it was. Because while the Mets were at it with Newsday on Sunday, James Dolan and the Knicks were at it with the Daily News on Friday. And for all the extremely predictable reasons that you've come to set your watch to with this franchise and its boneheaded, musically challenged owner, it is what you thought it was. In case you missed it, the Knicks lost out on the Zion Williamson lottery like you knew they would. But still, with a top three pick, they were able to draft his Duke teammate, R.J. Barrett. Even the Knicks could not screw that up. But they screwed up just about everything else as it relates to it, like you knew they would. For instance, on Friday, the Knicks introduced Barrett to the media. Well, to most of the media. Because off the invite list and barred from attending was the New York Daily News. Now, I probably don't need to tell you why that is, but I will anyway. Back in December, The Daily News ran a cover story on James Dolan urging him to sell the team with the two-word headline, quote, do it. And after that wonderful piece of advice was published, the author of the story, Stephen Bondi, was excluded from two different conference calls that the team had scheduled with the media. What a coinkydink. One call was a phone meeting with the team president, Steve Mills. The other was a media Q&A after the Kristaps Porzingis trade. So this past Friday, keeping in line and consistent with all the pettiness that Dolan is known for, the New York Daily News was once again not invited, this time to the R.J. Barrett introductory presser. Shocker! Except this time it was different. This time the NBA noticed, and they slapped the Knicks with a $50,000 fine for violating fair access rules to the media. In addition to the fine, the Pro Basketball Writers Association issued a statement calling James Dolan, quote, a bully who retaliates against legitimate news outlets that publish content he dislikes, end quote. Then the Knicks responded in the most Knicks way possible, saying, quote, they made an error interpreting Friday's press conference as an invite-only event, end quote. So either the Knicks are playing ridiculously dumb and just made their third error in a row with the same beat writer, or they're admitting that if the event was invite-only like they thought, they would not have invited a legitimate media outlet to be there. Well, we thought it was invite-only, so you're not invited. None of this, regardless of what it was, should be at all surprising to anybody. And you know, James Dolan is more than happy to scratch that insignificant check because 50 grr is a small price to pay to get his tired old message out there again. Tell me to sell the team and I'll ban the hell out of you. I'm telling you, like, if you love your spouse half as much as James Dolan loves banning people who tell him to sell the Knicks, then you've got the best marriage ever. Do I really need to play this guy's greatest hits of banning? Do I? Fine. I'll go right ahead and do it. Let's spin back to 2016. The Pilgrimage Music Festival. His goofy little band is playing to seven people in the broad daylight when a heckler held up a sign that read, quit your day job, sell the Knicks.
Why are you here? You're a fan of music and you're holding up that sign? Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't, anybody else here think it's a little negative?
No.
I'm going to invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time.
The other six
okay,
people
can you do
here.
That now? Thank you. Goodbye.
Banning a guy from one of his shows that was attended by like seven people. That was 2016. 2017, the San Antonio Winery. Again, JD and the Straight Shot murdering music in the first degree. When a heckler gets booted from the venue for letting JD know what he thinks of his singing voice.
Your singing voice leaves a lot to desire. You're a bad singer.
Don't quit your day job.
You're
right?
A bad singer.
This is terrible.
This is terrible.
I want my money back. Well, I want my money back. I made good money for these
guys. I just want a refund. I just want a refund.
That's all I want.
I want it.
Who are you? How do I get a job singing for a band? His voice is terrible.
I'm serious.
His voice is so bad.
That guy's amazing. That was one of the best heckles I've heard in quite some time. Man, who are you? How did you get a job singing for a band? Your voice is terrible. I just want my money back. Give me my money back. Don't quit your day job. How did you do that? Who hired you to be a singer of a band? It just got worse from there. 2019, Madison Square Garden, his own house. He's leaving the arena when a fan leans over the guardrail and tells him, wait for it, sell the team.
Sell the team!
Anything I can sell the team?
You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
All right. Him, Black. Bring up, yeah, him. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
A guy runs over to the guardrail to hit him with a sell the team, and he has him ejected. Why are you saying that? It's an opinion. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. A valid opinion. He hit him with, would you like to not see these games anymore? Yes, I would like to not see these games anymore. Are you banning me? Hell yes. And can I tell you something? These are only the ones we have audio for. Can you imagine how many more instances there must be where something like that's happened, either when he was singing or owning the basketball team? Let's not forget when he banned anybody on the Knicks and Rangers from appearing on any Intercom-owned radio stations because WFAN was once critical about a tone-deaf song that he wrote about Harvey Weinstein. Well, let's not forget about the time he forcibly removed former Knick great Charles Oakley from the Garden. So this guy not inviting the Daily News to three of the most important pressers in the last 6 months is not surprising at all. It's to be expected. My man should recharge the battery on his e-cig and chill the hell out. The Daily News is not the first to suggest that selling the team would be a good idea, and nor is it going to be the last. What are you going to do, Jim? Ban everybody from covering the Knicks? I wish you would. The sooner I never have to talk about you again, the better. So right now, the question, who's more embarrassing, New York? I know we have a lot of listeners there and viewers. Who's more embarrassing to you right now, the Knicks or the Mets? Let me help you with that. The Mets. The Knicks banning a reporter is so Knick-like. But at least multiple employees were not threatening the reporter and saying that they'd beat the hell out of him, bro. And then being brought back to apologize and forgetting to apologize. At least Scott Perry is not texting substitution patterns to David Fizdale that we know of.
Take that for data.
That we know of. It's close, but the Mets are still more embarrassing than the Knicks right now. 1-800-636-8686. Who is going to rise up and grab the first golden ticket for Smackoff 26? It seems only fair that I would give this guy a shot because nobody wants to be in the Smackoff more than this guy. And nobody thinks they're more deserving than this guy. It's been a while. Let's go to Detroit. Josh in the D. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Romy? It has been a while. You know, Rome, I enjoyed Smackoff 25. It was epic. And I'm glad that you're going to bring it back next year as well. You know, Rome, once I heard you say golden ticket, it was a bat signal for me. I know it's been a while. You know what, though? People better adjust the bass in their car because my smack hits so hard, I don't want to blow their car speakers out with my fire, Rome. You know, Rome, I always fly first class. And I think today, I just landed this plane. Go ahead and rack me. I'll be the first one this year. I'm out.
Wow, Josh. I'll give you this. Never has anybody with so little game been so confident. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Never have I seen anybody with so little talent and game so confident. I mean, my man walks right in here like he's the heavyweight champion of the world. No, bro, you're not getting racked, and that's not golden ticket worthy. Did anybody driving around who had that call in or who had that call on had their car speakers blown out? If anybody can document that, then yes, you can have a golden ticket. But I don't think that that happened, Josh. Hey, Rome, my smack is so strong that if anybody's got their bass up, they're going to get their freaking car speakers blown right out. Rack me, I'm out of here. Why don't I just give you the title, Josh? Why don't I just declare you the winner of Smackoff 26? Here's your $5,000. Here's your crown. I'm going to take it right off of Brad's head and put it on yours. This dude's something else. And even worse, it's not shtick. Like, he believes it. I almost respect it. No matter how many times this guy gets cracked upside the head, he keeps coming back with, man, I am good. My smack is so much better than anybody else's. Damn, Rome. How am I not hosting your show? Man, I'm good. There are car speakers across the fruited plains that are getting blown out because the bass was set too high and I came on the air. Yeah, man, I just landed this damn plane. Sully? Hey, Sully, tell me how my ass tastes. I just got this damn plane down. Boom! Out of here, Sully.
Out of here.
I just landed that 747 right on Rome's head. Boom! Out of here.
Boom. Out of here.
I haven't heard from this guy in a long time. Hey, Rome, I don't know why Cam Newton didn't just bring an emotional support pet onto the plane for some extra space. It works for us. Sign going to your doctor and having him write a script for you to bring your 100-pound German Shepherd onto a flight because you're too cheap to board it up. Wass in Scottsdale. Here you go, Wass. Hey, Van Smack. I've got a great idea for the next Smack Off. You only have 4 participants. Alvy, Hawk, Ike, and Flight Deck. Who would be the favorite? Jeremiah in Greenville. All right. Let's go by process of elimination from 4-1 backwards. Hawk. Least chance of winning. Ike. Which comes down to Flight Deck and Alvy. Flight Deck is extremely dry and big-headed. Alvy. I want to say that Alvy is sneaky funny, but that's not even fair. Alvy's funny. Alvin's going to win that. Ike, or I should say, the Flight Deck will hang in with him. But Alvy will win.
Dude, yes, yes.
Alvy would definitely win. Alvin does say some things we're like, dude, really? Where's that been for the last 10 years, Alvy? I knew you had that in you. Just like that, we're done? My thanks to Will Brinson, Scott Satterfield, Robert Klemko. Josh did not get the first golden ticket of Smack Off 26. It might be you. Try it again tomorrow. Hawk is hurt again. Got Bob Costas coming up a little bit later on today. Look for the Jim Rome podcast. Hawk, are you trying to come in here or what? Alvy, keep that thing alive. Here comes Hawk. He's running on his bad leg. Flight Deck's like, you need a dump button for me if I came on that program. Mike D for 3 tweets, Josh's call was still better than DA's. No, it wasn't. It was a little shorter, but it was not better. DA was top 10. My man was a top 10er in the Smack Off. Put some respect on it. Thank you for listening. Have a tremendous day. See you tomorrow. We're out.